Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm sitting in my car about to drive to work. So I don't know how well this is going to work because my car is pretty loud and I'm recording on my phone. So we'll see if this is even going to work at all or if it's just going to be too loud. Okay, this is going to be interesting. All right. Let's move my seatbelt to that. I will try to avoid brushing the mic on my headphones as much as possible because I know how annoying that is to listen to. Okay, I need to pay attention to where I'm actually going. Okay, so today is Friday, which is the last day of work for me for the week, which I'm very much looking forward to because work this week has been absolutely horrendous and stressful, and I'm so over it. So I just hope that today is just not as stressful as it has been. Forgive me, by the way. I have only been awake for like an hour and 15 minutes and I am so hungry. I should have eaten more of a proper dinner last night and I didn't, my fault. And I usually wait to eat breakfast until I get to work because I love sleep so much that I don't give myself time in the morning to do anything except for get ready for work, like shower, hair, makeup, and that's about it. So I am not feeling 100% right now. I am so tired and so hungry. And all right, so yeah, I gotta think of stuff to talk about. my commute is actually not very long. But yeah, hopefully, there won't be road rage in this because, I sometimes use some very colorful language. So I'm going to try to curb that because like right now, this person I'm in front of is going below the speed limit, but I'm just going to try to be calm today. and just try to have a more relaxing day today because I really need it. So, God, I should have drank some water or something. Ooh, wait, I have some water here. Okay. Wasn't that conveniently located? So, my cake day is coming up in 4 days, something like that. Anyway, it's coming up kind of soon, and I do want to record something special for it. So, oh God, this is the part of my drive that's kind of stressful because I have to get over a bunch of lanes in a very short amount of time. Okay, we made it. So, yeah, my cake day. So I've got some ideas for that. Thank you to certain GWA friends that might be listening to this that gave me some ideas and we brainstormed and stuff. So, yeah, I need to record that probably in the next 2 days. Actually, I think I really only have the weekend to do that, so yeah, I need to get my ass in gear and actually work on that audio since it does sort of have a deadline, if you will. So that's about it for like GWA stuff. I know I haven't really posted in a while. It's probably been like 3 weeks. Anyway, not that that matters. I have this particular audio that I recorded a few months ago that I've been wanting to post, and I have tried and tried and tried to edit that thing to where I feel comfortable enough to post it, and I just don't think it's going to happen, which I'm so sad about because I'm really happy with that audio, especially the sort of first half probably. But parts of it, I just think I sound a little too ridiculous and I'm a little embarrassed about it. So I don't think it's going to get posted, which bums me out. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll just be like, who cares? And, and just post it anyway. I feel like this is going a lot. My drive is going a lot faster than usual. I think probably because it's a Friday and people probably have this day off of work, or some people. Unfortunately, not me. I just realized I'm kind of running out of time. I will be stopping somewhere on my way to work, so I will probably like cut out some of this audio. But so this weekend, I'm going to spend some time with family tomorrow. Oh, yesterday, I finally saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And overall, I really enjoyed it. I won't like spoil anything, but just the very, very beginning, I think it was like the WB logo or something with the familiar music, that just made me smile so much. That made me so happy. Cause it's sad that the whole, at least the first, Harry Potter series is over, because I really, really loved the books and enjoyed the movies as well. So, one of these days I want to go to Harry Potter World. I know that there's like one in Florida and one in California, but I heard the one in Florida is bigger. So, but honestly, like, I would be happy going to either one. Or both. Okay, I'm going to stop here and I will be back. Okay, and I'm back. So, let's get the seatbelt on. I really want to stop at one of the local coffee places and get like a coffee and some sort of pastry. But I am going to be, or I'm trying to be better about my diet in general. And so I'm going to be good and not do that. Also, it's saving me a good amount of money, which is great, because I got into a bad habit of getting coffee sometimes 5 days a week, and the kind I get is not particularly cheap because I'm not really a fan of coffee taste. So I'm one of those people that has like as much other crap in their coffee as possible so that it doesn't taste like coffee, which is also just, it's okay. So it's saving me money, but it's also just saving my health. What I mean is, like, the coffee I get is very unhealthy. I mean, it's like so completely full of sugar. So I'm trying to do better with that. I don't know. I was never really a coffee drinker up until a few years ago, really. I mean, and I'm still not. Like, I don't make coffee at home. I've never, like, bought coffee or have, like, a coffee make, you know, anything like that. I don't think I've ever actually made coffee. Well, I made coffee once at work, I think. But, yeah, I'm just, it's sort of more, for me, kind of a treat, because I get so much flavoring and sugar and stuff in it that it's sort of like almost a milkshake in a way. Anyway. I'm probably saying so many times. Oh God, I need food. Ooh, I'm kind of running a little bit late here. I might get to work right on time. God, I've been so tired lately, and just, it's always hard for me to get up in the morning. Well, at least, on mornings when I work, because I get up fairly early. But oh God, it's been so hard lately. And then that just obviously makes me, or can make me, late to work. So, yeah, I have been, really stressing and losing sleep over some potential medical decisions. I think I'm comfortable talking about, because I made a comment on Backstage about this. I am considering getting sterilized this year. I had an appointment with a new doctor this week who I am just absolutely over the moon with. She is amazing, and oh my God, it was a really, really great appointment. And I was just really stressed that she, well, I was stressed that I would get, you know, my request denied. And she said, yes, she would approve the surgery. Well, she's the one that would do the surgery. But so I have been giving that so much thought. I mean, over many, many years, I've been giving it thought, but I'm almost at work. I got to hurry up. I might record, my commute home as well. But, anyway, yeah, so I've been giving that a ton of thought and going back and forth. If anybody wants to talk about, you know, sterilization, whether it be, you know, whether you're a guy or a girl, like, you know, hit me up, PM me or whatever. And I'm really, I think it would be really nice to have some people to talk with about it. I mean, I have people to talk with about it, but I think, I am certainly, I would certainly love to, have some more people to talk to about it, because it's, obviously a really huge decision. And to end it on that note, I am at work. So guys, thank you for listening, and, I might talk to you guys later today. All right. Hello, everyone. I am off of work and actually just ran into the grocery store and got some things. So I think I'm going to go to the bank and then I'm going to go home. My day at work was okay. It didn't go as well as I was hoping, but it was okay. Yeah, I probably should have eaten more food today because I am tired and hungry again, just like this morning. But I got some new things to try at the grocery store, which I'm excited about. I am trying to be more, my brain is not working right now. I'm trying to be more strict about being dairy-free. In general, I avoid it, but my weakness is pizza. I will occasionally still have pizza with cheese on it. I do forget all the time that there actually, some cheeses don't have any lactose in them just naturally, and I do tend to forget that. So, not, that isn't an excuse, obviously, but so today at the grocery store, I got a couple different pizzas to try. Both of them are gluten-free because I'm also trying to, now, I have been gluten-free in the past, and I didn't like it, just because I love food, and I love carbs and gluten, but I'm sort of trying to get back into that a little bit. Several of my doctors have said that I should go that route. So, well, that person driving by has their trunk open. What is happening there? So I got a couple different pizzas to try. One of them is dairy-free and gluten-free. So we'll see if that tastes like total garbage or not. My hopes are not high for that one. or for really either of them, because I feel like gluten-free bread substitutes, good ones, can be challenging to find, at least when I was very strictly gluten-free. So anyway, I also got some new, back on the subject of coffee, I got some new dairy-free creamer. Well, it's almond milk based dairy-free creamer to try. It's one that I haven't tried yet. So basically I was talking this morning about how I was trying to cut down actually going to coffee shops. So lately I've been trying to just, do, if I need it, do coffee at work because they provide it for free. So, that way I'm saving money, and also they're not as unhealthy because I'm controlling how much crap, how much sugar I put into them. So that's that. I got some, okay, so for Christmas, I got a George Foreman grill, which has been awesome. And I've been grilling all kinds of things. And so I today bought some big portobello mushrooms. Portobello mushrooms. Why did I pronounce that weird? Anyway, some big mushrooms. I think I'm going to try to grill them. But I'm going to have to look up some recipes because I don't know if I need to marinate them or how I'm going to season them. But either way, I'm super excited because I love mushrooms. So yeah, I got to figure out what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. I'm so freaking hungry. What else is new? Jesus. Okay. I am going to, go to my bank really quick and I will be right back. All right. Bank stuff is done. I just remembered that I think the season finale of the Grand Tour is out, so I think I might try to watch that tonight. I was a huge fan of Top Gear, and now that the guys have moved on to the Grand Tour, I'm just so happy that they got picked up by Amazon and that, you know, their show is continuing. It is a little bit different than Top Gear, but that's to be expected since it is technically a different show. But for the most part, I've been really enjoying the Grand Tour. What else was I going to say? Back onto the sterilization thing that I was talking about this morning, I got a call today and my pre-op and surgery, pre-op appointment and my surgery have officially been scheduled. However, I still haven't decided if I'm going to go through with it, but since my doctor was booked out quite a ways, I just schedule them and then I have a while to make a decision, and of course I can always cancel if I want to. So yeah, so I don't know if you guys give a shit or I like briefly wanted to explain what I am interested in getting done, which is a laparoscopic bilateral salpingectomy. Which means that the fallopian tubes are removed. And it's, so anyway, that means that, God, I am so sorry. I am just like really out of it today. It's Friday, and this day and this week has just been exhausting. Anyway, so there's three small incisions. They stick some cameras and some instruments inside you, and and remove your fallopian tubes. So it's because they're not touching the ovaries, it doesn't affect hormones, you still get periods and all of that. So that's what I'm considering. Yeah, so it's still, it's a tough decision. I have never had a desire for children ever. But I still, for whatever reason, am so nervous about it. Well, I don't want to say for whatever reason. The reason being that it is, of course, permanent. I think that IVF is still an option. You still have your uterus. So that's an option. Of course, other, you know, adoption, and there's obviously other options out there other than just me actually getting pregnant. But yeah, so it's, like I said earlier, it's been a stressful thing, but basically why I'm at the point now where I'm at, I can't English today, forgive me. Basically, I am just tired of birth control. I am tired of the side effects. I've tried lots of different kinds, and I'm just done. I'm so tired of it. So that's why I finally decided to, well, to make the next step. So that's where I'm at right now. Anyway, so I wanted to say briefly, if you guys are interested, if I get it done, I'm thinking of maybe recording an audio about the whole experience. Just like, you know, the whole, I mean, well, whatever you guys want to know, but just, you know, the whole surgery and recovery and all that stuff. So if you're interested in that, please let me know. Obviously I haven't decided if I'm actually going to get the surgery, and I haven't totally decided if I'm going to record an audio about it. But, it, you know, if I know that people are interested, then that'll kind of sway me. So, yeah, that's that. I have, whoa, shit, I forgot my lights were off. it's not pitch black outside, so I could get away with it, but still, I probably should have had my lights on. Okay. God, I'm so scatterbrained today. Anyway, yeah, I could talk about a lot of other health stuff, but I'm trying to toe the line between wanting to obviously keep some privacy. I try to be very careful about what I say and what I share on this particular account. And so, like, I would love to be more open. And obviously I could be. Like, who gives a shit? I could be totally open about everything, and that's totally fine. But do I have to? Oh, okay. But, you know, I have to keep in mind, what if somebody that I know, what if my family or my work or whatever find this account, and what would be the repercussions for that? So, so anyway, it sucks, because I'd really like to, you know, talk more about all of my other stuff that's been going on. But earlier last year, or well, towards the middle end of last year, when I was having some pretty severe health problems, I will say, I'm not going to say specifically what those were, but I will say that those health issues have gotten much, much better. So in that area, I am definitely doing better, which is fantastic. It feels great. So that's been very positive. But now I'm sort of working through other health issues and lots of specialists and stuff, but none of it is life-threatening or, you know, anything that's world-ending or anything like that. So yeah, Yeah. Ooh, I gotta decide what to have tonight. I might do, maybe I'll try one of those pizzas. I also have a hard cider in my fridge that I think is calling my name right now. Think I might have to check that out. So, God, I'm trying to think of, like, what else is going on. Oh, I should have bought more bacon. Oh, well. I'll just have eggs or something for breakfast. Like I said earlier, I'm trying to cut down on carbs and gluten and stuff, so trying to cut down on, like, having cereal for breakfast. Anywho, I feel like I was going to talk about something else this morning. Oh, I don't know if any of you guys are podcast listeners, but I was excited because today there was a new episode released of How Did This Get Made, which is one of my favorite podcasts. So I'm actually even haven't finished listening to the episode because I've just, it's, my work situation has changed a bit. So whereas before I would listen to stuff all day at work, like I would listen to GWA for quite a bit of the time. Like I listen to GWA and or podcasts pretty much all day at work. And now I don't do that very often at all. In fact, it's completely cut down on my GWA listening. I barely listen at all anymore, which sucks, but so anyway, I didn't finish listening to the How Did This Get Made episode, but anyway, I would totally recommend it if you guys haven't listened and you like listening to some people ranting about super shitty movies. It is so, so good. Highly recommend it. And I don't even, because what they'll do is I think they release or they'll reveal what movie they're doing like a week or two or whatever before. They'll reveal it beforehand. And I, for most of the episodes, I don't watch the movie beforehand, like before I listen to the episode, which I think would probably, I would probably enjoy the episodes even more, but I don't really think it necessarily takes much away from my enjoyment because I still freaking love that podcast and I haven't seen very many of the movies that they talk about. So don't feel like, if you're interested in the podcast, don't feel like you have to go and watch a whole bunch of shitty movies because they do that for you. Anyway, I am almost home, so thank you everyone for listening to my rambles today. Yeah, this has been fun, and I'm gonna go eat some food and probably drink some booze. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. Bye!